Well, I can say there are thousands of homes affected. A lot of homes have been submerged underwater. And this just happened all of a sudden. We had downpour on Friday, we had downpour on Saturday. But towards the early morning of Sunday, it was just so heavy, everything was underwater. Most of the places the water has receded, but it has left behind sludge and stench and a lot of debris all over the place. And there was a lot of current in the water as well. So a lot of people's fence has actually fallen off, and people are still trying to get back to normalcy.
Meanwhile, Sanjay Kumar, who owns and runs the Maya Magnussen Hotel near the river in Nandi, believes an inefficient drainage system there was to blame for the flooding. His hotel has suffered an estimated 25,000 Fijian dollars in damage, and he says the response from emergency services has been poor.
None of the government reps has stand up just to see what we are going through here. And tomorrow I'm going to call PM's office just to ask what this government is doing. At least if they would just come and visit us, at least we would have got some sort of satisfaction. No one has stood up. This is very disappointing, including Nandi police. I just been to Nandi police station. What I told them, at least I said it would have been so grateful if they could have visited us just to see. There's no power supply here as well. We're out of power as well. We're out of electricity as well. We are still doing the cleanup, which will take a week. And my hotel, basically, the downstairs rooms, we were unable to save a lot of things, like including my office, because the water raised so far, it was so fast that we were unable to rescue most of our things.
It's an upset Sanjay Kumar, who owns and runs the Maya Magnussen Hotel in Nandi. Well, the cyclone has now moved away from Fiji. It's heading in a southeasterly direction, but still more than 1,000 people are still sheltering in evacuation centres. Matthew Boletomana is the Fiji Red Cross Western Division Coordinator. I spoke with him a short time ago, and he thinks that authorities did provide adequate warnings and have been there to assist those affected.
I think there were adequate warnings given right from the beginning of the week last week. And yes, earlier we had thought that it was going to just be to the northern part of Fiji. But as the week progressed, there were adequate warnings from the Met Office that there was going to be torrential downpour in the western parts of Fiji. You know, it was also evident in the lead up to Tshitshozi that the weather was always going to be wet in these parts.
And the people that were killed, I understand they were all caught up, though, in flood waters. So, I mean, as someone who works for the Red Cross, what's the message there? What went wrong there? Why were people in flood waters?
Maybe there wasn't like a great expectations of how it would turn out to be, because it had been raining. If we look back a few weeks back, there've always been a lot of rainfall in the past few weeks. Maybe for those on the ground, it was just another normal week of rain. In these parts, it's always good at this time of the year.
And what are the immediate needs now? I understand that there are still around 1,800 people sheltering in evacuation centres. Many homes and businesses have been water damaged. The cleanup is going to take a lot of time, and obviously it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yes, there are people for the local government. There are works that they're carrying out in trying to alleviate the problems faced by those who have been affected by the devastation. Also, you know, Red Cross is doing a lot of work on the ground in the past few days in assessing, and we're distributing hygiene kits and dignity kits for households in the past 24 hours. And what we've seen on the ground is, you know, the resilience in the people in taking on the aftermath of Tshitshozi. People have gone out from the left evacuation centers, gone out and start to clean out, the silt that is starting to settle in their homes and also in around the compound. But government also is taking its the lead role in trying to get schools cleared. We've seen the fire authority also working closely with the schools and the towns, hosing down the towns, hosing down the schools, and also helping those communities that have been inundated with floodwaters in the last 48 hours. But we can always continue to build from here. I think in the past two devastations that we've encountered in Winston, and now with Tshitshozi and the torrential downpour over the past 72 hours, we continue to see the resilience in the people in these communities and going out and starting to go about their own day and trying to get their house sorted and also trying to move away from the evacuation centers.